In addition to a different kind of start to the sermon time, I just wanted to let you know, instead of a traditional sermon, we're going to make some space for us to do something equally important. It's different, but just as important. We're going to practice the communal gratitude and discernment. And this means that we're listening to one another, we're listening to Scripture, and to the Holy Spirit. And if as for those of you who are a regular part of the WCF community, we often practice something similar to this during our community celebrations concerns every 2 weeks. But today, what we like to do is share, as we look back on 2025 and look forward to 2026, where are the places that God has shown up, where are the places that, in both the hard things and in the good things, and where do you think God might be leading us together as a community? And again, there's no pressure to speak today. I'll set up a mic in a few moments, but because listening well to one another is also a faithful practice. And if you do choose to share, this is the only guidelines are, just introduce yourself, your first name, and keep it to about 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds. No need to fill in the whole story. It doesn't have to be a complete package. It's just an opportunity for us to notice God's work in our lives, but also God's work together here as a faith community, where God has been faithful, where life has been great, and where life has been hard, and where Jesus might be inviting us together as a community in the year ahead. So we'll let Scripture guide each moment, and after each reading, I'll offer a few prompts for us to think first, and then come forward and share. And we'll also have some moments of silence, because often it's in silence that we find God meets us. So let's begin by looking back. This is a practice that we see, if you read the Hebrew Scriptures, over and over again, God is saying to his people, remember, 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 remember. And so this is part of our practice as Jesus followers and as a community to remember God's goodness and faithfulness together. So I'm going to invite Martha Ford to read a couple of scriptures for us to get us oriented.
Psalm 77, 11 to 13. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? Lamentations 3:19-26. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
I think these passages show us that Scripture and the Christian faith never ask us to choose between gratitude and grief. These readings remind us that remembering God's faithfulness and naming what has been hard, they are not competing acts. They actually often belong together. You know, most of us did not experience 2025 as either really, really good or really, really bad. And for most of us, it was probably a little of both. So this invitation today is not for you to have everything sorted out in your story, but it's simply to tell the truth before God and before one another. So I'm just going to invite us just to silently reflect. There's going to be a couple of prompting questions that come up for you to reflect silently. And as you think upon this past year, 2025, I'm going to just guide us through the different quarters. And I want you to kind of think through some of these questions for yourself and just name them in your heart before God. As we think about the first couple of months, well, I'll guide us through each quarter, but you can talk through these things to yourself. Where were you? Who is with you? Who's no longer with us? What joys come to mind? What pains come to mind? And how did God show up in the midst of those? So let's just pause for a moment. Let's take a deep breath together, in through your nose and out through their mouth. Once again, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Think back almost about 12 months ago, January, February, March. Where were you physically? Who was with you? Who may not be with you that was with you now, then? What brings smiles and warmth? What brings hard memories? Just name them before God. And how did God show up in that season? We'll do the same in the new season, March, April, and May. Easter, Lent and Easter. Spring comes. Same questions. Where were you? Who was there? What was great? Not so great. How did God show up? We shift to the summer months, June, July, August. For many families, comes the end of the school year, summer months. Same questions. Where did you find yourself? Who was there that may not be with us now? Good, what was bad? And how did God meet you? We come to the final few months. I know I messed it up, but September through December. Fall often brings a new season, a new term, new opportunities. Where did you find yourself again? Who is with you? Who's no longer with us? What was good? What was hard? How did Jesus make himself known to you? Lord, as we've named these things in our memories, as we've brought them back to the surface, to our minds, but also to our hearts and all the feelings that are associated with them, we hold them humbly before you, and we hold them together as a community, recognizing that you are painting and orchestrating a beautiful story, not only in our lives individually, but as a community who seeks to know you. Will you speak to us even as we testify now? May you be glorified. May we be encouraged. Amen. So I'm just going to open up the mic here. Again, just come forward, share your name. And there's a couple of prompts here that make it easier for you to compress your story. And just use 30 seconds, 45 seconds. And this gives us more people to share, to give us a bigger picture of how God has been at work and how we can celebrate together. Yeah, we can continue sharing. So there'll be opportunities to share looking back again and looking forward. But thank you all for the courage and the care that you've shown in sharing. We just trust that God's receiving our gratitude and our grief or anxiety, and that God is faithful in both of these things together. So I'm just going to invite Martha off to read one more passage of Scripture.
Psalm 90, verse 12 and 17. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is the word of the Lord.
I think this prayer from Psalm holds time together. It holds the past, the present, and the future. This psalm asks us to ask God to teach us the wisdom that we need to move forward in life, to reflect on our days, and to establish the work of our hands as we look ahead to 2026 and beyond. See, formation here at WCF, we really believe the Christ-forming work in our lives and discernment, they are inseparable. We don't imagine the future from scratch, like an empty canvas, and all of a sudden God dumps something on it. We attend instead how Jesus has shown up, how Jesus has been shaping us, how Jesus has been at work in our lives, and then we listen for the Spirit and how God may be inviting us forward to continue that work. And so, this final movement, or the second movement, brings together what has been in who we are becoming and who God is calling us to be in this next season. Who God is calling us as a community to be formed by Jesus, as we've been learning this past fall, being formed by Jesus together for the sake of others, for the sake of the world. So, there's a couple of reflection prompts. You can continue if you wanted to share something. Gratitude, that's of course a welcome. As you reflect on our life together, where have you seen Jesus forming us as a community over the past year? What fruits have you recognized, begun to take shape in your life and in our life collectively? And as we look forward, where might the Holy Spirit be inviting us to lean in with greater faithfulness, greater commitment? We've heard the affirmation of community and love and care. Maybe that's a step that some of us are invited to take further. And what practices or relationships or commitments might God be asking us to step into together? So I've asked some of our elders, and they've already shared some of those things, and our outgoing deacon, Kendrick, to begin by naming what they've been noticing just to get us going. And after that, we'll be open for all to continue to share. So, Julie, are you? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
Got it. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Andrew asked me to share as the presiding deacon, some of the things I saw, and I shared this with the elder and deacon time that we had together. And so I modified it a bit, but I hope you'll just hear with me the grateful heart that we have for the life we share together at WCF. So this is about worship and spiritual formation. We give thanks for the behind-the-scenes dedication of our worship planners and music teams and everyone who works together to help make the service happen every week. We are blessed by the worship every Sunday that gathers us together in spirit and truth. We are thankful for the gift of our guest preachers this year who prayerfully shared God's word with us. Our minds were nourished by the teachings of several people, Rick Barry, Matt Sickle, Jerry Herbert, and Carol Weatherly, and I'm sure there's others that I missed, so thank you all of them for teaching. We hold a deep gratitude for our dedicated people, of core people, who are really attended the teaching time. Our hearts are full seeing our children read scripture, and we are thankful for Susie Huey's gentle mentorship in that. We are thankful for the person who prepares our communion bread and does it with a heart of love and gratefulness to all of us. We are grateful for the moments of connection and shared vision during our service planner and leaders' lunch. For the Children's Nurture Commission, we offer special thanks for the presence and wonder of our children. We are overjoyed by the many children and families who graced our teaching hour, and we are thankful for the teachers who are devoted to love and lead them every week. We praise God for the baptisms of Adelaide and Christian, and for the privilege of walking with them in faith. We are grateful for the stories shared this year in the Children's Nurture Time. For our fellowship and community events, we give thanks for the joy of belonging and the simple gift of being together. We give thanks for the simple delights of donuts, and more donuts, and for the generous hands that brought them. And I know there were other things besides donuts, but we are grateful for the hospitality learned by the children during the Polite Bites event. For care and outreach, we are humbled by the ways we have been able to care for one another and our neighbors. We are so thankful for our card writing team, Martha, Jerry, Val, Sarah, Les, Janelle, and Karen. We are grateful for the ways they have made us feel seen and celebrated. We give thanks for those who quietly organize meals and care. We are grateful for the ways this community carries one another in times of need. We are blessed by the abundance of our mutual aid ministry this year, and for the opportunity to share their resources with our community. And we are so grateful for this community and their giving. We are grateful and thankful for all the missionaries that we support and all the missions moments that connected to them. And I'm not going to name all of them right now, but you know who they are. We are thankful for the hands that served at DC 127 Kids Day Out and the hearts that wrote cards to those in prison. We are so proud and thankful for our children in collecting coins for the MCC Coin Project. And we are profoundly grateful to have shared. The lives and legacies of Will Smith and Strong, Stacey Spear and Evan Chuck. For leadership and organization, we give thanks for the guidance and care that keep our church strong. We are grateful to our church retreat coordinators for 2026 already being in place. Me, I'm eternally grateful for that. We thank God for the stewardship of our finances and the new account. Sorry, missed something here. Okay, and I'm going to go back to stewardship and fellowship because I missed a page. Sorry. We are thankful for the bond we shared with Be Love during our Ash Wednesday soup and bread dinner. We feel blessed by the many renters who use our building, We are grateful that our space can be a resource for the wider community. We cherish the sweet fellowship of our Easter breakfast. We are grateful for the new friendships and laughter shared during Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. We give thanks for our church picnic. I think it was on a rainy day. We are so grateful for the warmth of community. Our hearts were warmed, even in the deluge, by our neighbors at the ice cream party. We are thankful for these bridges and dreams of more to come. We are grateful for our monthly potlucks and for the faithful people who always step up to help with setup and cleanup. So I just want to conclude by saying our hearts overflow with gratitude. We don't just see a list of tasks, but a tapestry of God's grace woven through our lives. So we just thank God for all these things. Amen.
Thanks, Kendrick, for that very comprehensive reminder of the past year together. Clearly, she had prepared that, and so we don't expect everyone who comes to share to do the same. So again, come on up, share your name, things you're looking back to and looking forward to together, what you sense God, opportunities that God is opening up. Thank you so much for all that has been shared. I'm sure some of you have more to share. And I just invite you to hold this posture maybe for the next couple of weeks of just, God, what are you up to in my life, in our life together? If WCF is new to you, you're welcome to join us in this journey. And that's really what we believe the Christian life is about. It's just this invitation that Jesus extends to us. It's like, will you come along this ride with me? And together with this particular gathered community. And so you're most welcome to do that. Next week, we'll start a new series on beholding the beholder, of how do we pay attention to this God who's always, as we proclaim over the children every Sunday, the one who loves you, who sees you, who knows you, who never lets you go. How do we live in that same posture before our living God, with attentiveness, with awareness? And so, in this movement forward of discernment, of attentiveness and gratitude and hope. And we can do that together. And I think we've heard over and over again how much we need one another to keep that in front of us, because it's really hard to do life alone. And so I invite you, maybe that's just one step. It's just being here regularly or joining a small group. We've just had such joys in multiplying our small group, even though we had lots of conversations about it. But we've kept it together for those who are afraid of that multiplication. We have this, we called it extended our zone WhatsApp group, so we can keep connected with the larger group, and we do some of our things together there. So welcoming all into this journey. Let me pray as we conclude this movement here. Faithful God, we thank you for meeting us in our memory and in hope. We thank you for your steadfast love that has carried us through joy and sorrow in the same way. We offer you the stories that we have shared, and we offer the ones that we are quietly holding within our hearts that maybe we haven't even uttered to ourselves. Where we are grateful, deepen our gratitude. Where we are weary, would you grant us rest? And where we are uncertain, teach us to trust you again. And as we step into 2026, this new year, form us by Jesus, together with others, not for just our own sake, but for the sake of the world that you deeply love. Establish the work of our hands, O Lord. Make us attentive, courageous, and faithful. And we offer ourselves anew to you this first Sunday of 2026. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all of God's people said, amen.